Welcome to another JPR Live session on Jefferson Public Radio. I'm your host, Danielle Kelly, live from the Steve Nelson Performance Studio on Southern Oregon University campus. This live session is made possible in part with support from the Talent Club, hosting live music, serving cold drinks, and a casual atmosphere in downtown Talent, Oregon. You can find their live music calendar at talentclublive.com. Our guest today is returning to the Steve Nelson studio at JPR with a new band, poet, songwriter, and troubadour, Jason Day West. Jason blends vintage country, folk, blues, and storytelling, drawing from his life adventures. Jason's toured the U.S. extensively. He shared stages with the likes of Lost Dog Street Band, The Resident Rogues, Larry and His Flask, Hot Damn Scandal, countless others. He's worked with several renowned recording engineers, including Scott Hackworth, Dennis Dragon, Dan Emery, Stephen Hart, producing several studio albums, and a recent live Magnolia Sessions via Anticore Records in Nashville, which placed number 15 on the Billboard Bluegrass charts in October 2020. In 2021, he began work on the EP's Lost Camp Dreams with Scott Hackworth, and My Notes Trail Off. Many, many more recordings. There's more in the works as well. And you may be familiar with his former band Intuitive Compass, based in the Rogue Valley, which formed based in the Applegate Valley. And he's here with some new friends in the studio today. Welcome, Jason. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having us, Danielle.
Yeah, since you've been here, it hasn't been too long. It was last September. You've got some new friends and some new music. Who did you bring into the studio with you today?
Yeah, so actually, last time I was in the studio, I was accompanied by Amy Estelle, who's playing stand-up bass. We had been playing together about 2 weeks at that time. So we're going on about a year playing
together.
Worked
out.
Yeah, worked out really well. And recently, we've been joined by our friend Julia Freiling, who was a member of a band called The Winfields that I think you're familiar with. She's playing drums. So today, we're working as a trio. And yeah, we're just really happy to be here with y'all.
Well, thanks for coming in. You're on tour right now in support of the latest record, which is called Miles from Rusk. Is that right?
8 miles from Rusk.
8 miles.
Correct.
Yeah. 8 miles from Rusk. And you have some other folks that have been joining you on the tour. Typically, they're kind of across the pond right now, gallivanting Europe. You've got some other members too, typically?
Yeah, we have... This last tour was completed with Jack Garza on the five-string banjo and Mason Alexander on fiddle, who you probably know from the Rogue Valley.
Ah, yeah. He was a member for, he joined the John Doe Boys for a little bit. Very cool.
He's in like 20 bands, so you love and miss them both. But we've been working as a trio for the last month and a half and meeting up with those folks in Wisconsin in just a couple short weeks.
So. And a couple shows coming up up north in the next couple weeks?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to Wednesday and Thursday night when we'll be opening for a very dear friend of mine, Matt Heckler, who's a banjo fiddle songwriter out of the Catskill Mountains and playing some big venues up there. So we're excited about that and just kind of like a family reunion.
Correct me if I get these details wrong, but you can find more about this tour that we're talking about and Jason Day West and the music and the band at jasondaywest.com. Is that the...
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's Jason Day, D-E-A West, as it sounds. So jasondaywest.com for more on that. You mentioned earlier this week that what you're bringing in today is some music that's previously unrecorded. So sort of a world debut, if you will, world premiere.
Yeah, it seems to be our Jefferson Public Radio tradition to come in here and play songs that we've never recorded. We did this with Dave Jackson a year ago. The reception was stellar, and we're excited to share with you and everybody listening out there. And thank you for tuning in, by the way, wherever you may be, this small collection of new songs.
That's exciting. Well, which one would you like to share with us first?
So we're going to sing a song that is called So It Goes, and I'll just talk just a little bit about this song. I wrote this song after playing for an old farmer who was on his deathbed in Wisconsin. I was asked to come play him some songs to help him pass, which I did. And 2 days after that, it was the moment I finished a Kurt Vonnegut book, Slaughterhouse-Five. I closed the book, and I got the call that the old man had passed away. And in that book, Vonnegut repeats the phrase, so it goes. So paired with that book and him passing, I wrote this song front to back. It was about 30 below. I was in northwest Wisconsin, and... the rest is history. Here it comes.
It's Jason Day West and the Siskiyou Crest live in the Jefferson Public Radio Steve Nelson studio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on a cold winter night, his wife held him tight. Well, he passed away at the age of 80. And he used to sell tractors out on Highway 29. But the pastures outside are looking hazy. Well, he spent most his life alone on the farm. The neighbors all thought that he was crazy. And now his grandfather's ghost still haunts the milk barn. But he passed in the year 1980. Well, so it goes. Well, so it goes. And nobody knows where it will end. And nobody knows where it all began. All right, ladies, let's go. Well, now the air gets colder. The wind, it gets meaner. The temperature is now 30 below. We're all getting older, and the herd is getting leaner. We're buried in 6 feet of snow. And she who is prouder, well, often speaks louder. She likes to put everybody else down. Rich to the hilt, and bearing no guilt, she thinks she owns half of this town. So it goes. So it goes. And nobody knows where it will end. And nobody knows where it all began.
So it goes. That's Jason Day West here at the Siskiyou Crest here at Jefferson Public Radio live in this live session. Wow, very cool. Do you have a plan ahead for these new tunes that are just being put out into the world?
Absolutely. We're always working with like 10 million plans. You know how it is. You're a musician too.
Uh-huh.
But we're slotted to record all of these songs in Nashville, Tennessee, at Black Matter Recording Studio in East Nashville. At the end of September.
Is that sort of intentional to have these songs and sort of work them live on a tour before taking them into a studio?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So typically we like to play songs for at least 6 months on the road to let them sort of evolve organically and the parts kind of find themselves. And yeah, obviously the band gets a lot tighter too.
Yeah. Setting for that song was Wisconsin. You're from the Midwest, right? Is that your stomping grounds?
I am, just like your ancestors.
Very cool. So I know that you're pretty well known in these parts. A lot of our listeners are super familiar with you and your music and your many incarnations of music. But for those of you who are just now being introduced to you, maybe we'll recap your background a little bit. You're from the Midwest. Can you tell us a little bit about that transition from the Midwest and how you gravitated to music and to the West Coast?
So I grew up in Northwest Wisconsin until I was about 17 years old. Around that time, I took an interest in folk music, and that was sort of paired with being a bit of a vagabond type of wandering soul. I was doing a lot of hitchhiking and hopping trains in my angsty adolescence. which is probably part of the reason that folk music sort of adopted me and I adopted it in return, because I was just living that sort of lifestyle, which I still kind of do, although I'm more focused on playing stages and tour production and scheduling than I am playing on street corners and running away from myself, although I have no regrets. I spent sort of my formative years in the South learning how to play music. I spent a lot of time in New Orleans busking on the street, in Nashville, Tennessee, Austin, Texas. I became a father at 23 years old, and my partner at the time was in Tucson, Arizona, who was Aurelia Ann Cohen, member of Intuitive Compass. And at the time, I had planned to live and continue making music in New Orleans, Louisiana. And shortly after our son was born, we settled on Southern Oregon for obvious reason. We just thought it would be a better place to raise a kid. And we were definitely right.
Something I've always wanted to ask you and anybody else who mentions this term, train hopping. It has such a sort of Hollywood action-packed connotation. When you say you did a lot of train hopping, I know you say that in a bio a couple of places. Is that, you know, picking up speed with the train, tossing your bags on, and sneaking on to the boxcar? Tell us that picture.
Well, I guess everybody does it slightly different. What you just described, I call catching on the fly, and I try not to ever catch anything that's moving faster than 10 miles per hour, or get off anything moving beyond that speed. Now that I'm 37, I need to be more careful. I have. I'm lucky to be alive for several reasons. But yeah, it's not as glamorous as it always sounds, although once the train is moving and you're on it, it's probably the most romantic thing I've ever experienced. It was kind of part of my identity for a long time. I've sort of let go of that. I don't want to be viewed as just a train hopper or a tramp. If anything, I want to be remembered as a songwriter.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's quite the way of getting around the country. I've always told people I'll get around any way I can. Train, skateboard, horse, dog, sled. We're going to get around and play music one way or another.
Well, it sounds like an important part of the eventual biopic screenplay of Jason Day West music. Yeah. You guys are making your way around by way of van now. Home now is back in Arizona?
Yeah, I suppose so. I just signed a lease, and then I signed a one-year lease in Bisbee, and then we went on tour a week later. But I've been technically based in Bisbee, Arizona for about 5 years, but I've sort of split my time between southeastern Arizona and southwestern Oregon. Although, Amy, you and I are kind of just always on the road.
Yeah, everywhere, nowhere.
So all three of you in Bisbee, or you two in Bisbee? Julia and Fort Jones? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Exciting. And you had some colorful descriptions of Bisbee. Will you paint us that picture as well, for those of us unfamiliar?
And I'll let Amy chime in here in a moment, too. But Bisbee is a small copper mining town that was all but abandoned. And a lot of the houses were bought up kind of during the hippie revival. I think I can say, I'm not really sure what to call it. A lot of radical artists who didn't have much money were buying old, beautiful homes in the 60s and 70s, and it kind of became an oasis for art and music. It's kind of a hard place to describe. It's not quite America. It's not quite Mexico culturally. It's sort of a fusion of both. The architecture is really interesting, and it's overwhelmingly like a small New Orleans.
Yeah, and really expensive.
You're not wrong.
And so as we're talking of evolution of things, I heard you mention at one point that you all Amy and Julia and Jason, you all have sort of punk rock roots and Intuitive Compass. I know a lot of our listeners are familiar with that incarnation. And then from that to this, can you talk about the transition and how those evolutions came about?
Absolutely. Happy to. Well, for me, I draw a direct connection between the ideology of folk music and punk rock music. For me, they both promote the same idea. So it was sort of an easy transition for me. The idea just being that, I guess, you know, freedom, equality, treating people with respect, you know, and, you know, everybody in this world being equal. I think that if folk music and punk rock music promote one idea, it is just that. It's not a left or right thing. It's not even an in-between thing. It's a standalone, unique ideology that kind of only exists in those two versions of music. And when I say folk music, that's sort of an umbrella term for the music of the people all over the world. So obviously Irish folk music is going to be a lot different than folk music from the Sahara Desert.
Yeah.
I love them both.
Yeah.
I like a lot of different types of music beyond the genre that we play. Working with Amy and Julia sort of allows me to kind of go back a little bit into some of the heavier, grindier moments of my punk roots.
Yeah.
But also still very much true to the sort of country folk sound as well. And I'm sure you can tell by our instrumentation, you know, she's playing a stand-up bass, I'm playing a steel guitar. We have a very stripped down drum set. And our whole thing is we want to be true, but get as much sound as we can. We don't use effects pedals or anything like that. No looping is like that last song. I messed up the first chord, but that's a live session, y'all. That's what you get. So let's do it.
And also listeners can see, we'll have some photos of the session up on the site after this. And you can also follow the band Jason Daywest, DEA again, on socials to get photos of this really, really great aesthetic. And what was I going to ask you about? Also, so the evolution from Intuitive Compass to this, how did you meet, team up with Amy and Julia and the rest?
Okay.
I just started going to Jason's shows and was like, I play upright. Mm-hmm. And then one day, when was that? August of last year? Yeah. August 25th, I think. I went up and go see him in Grants Pass. And he's like, you got your bass? And I was like, I do. And he's like, you want to play some songs? Went to the green room, learned three of them pretty much instantly, and then haven't really
left.
Put time apart.
Synergy.
A couple months, like, not on the road, but that's about it.
In fact, the first time I met Amy and her girlfriend who's filming in the room, Jessica, was in Nevada City, and I had my 13-year-old son running my merch table, and I look over, and my son is cutting Jessica's hair, who I don't know at all, and I'm on stage, and we were quickly friends.
And Jessica does hair for a living, so she wasn't concerned. She's like, yeah, trim it, cut it. Just remember Jason looking over and his eyes are all big and he kind of smiles and he's like, ugh.
And then Julia back here and Amy, you guys have some history playing music together.
Yeah, we had a little side project back in the day. That was like an offshoot from the Winfields.
Very cool. And speaking of influences in other music and listening to other music beyond, you know, folk, what's on the radio? What's on the stereo when you guys are touring around and hanging out and having downtime? What other kinds of music are you listening to?
It changes every day.
What's this week?
I've been listening to Gone, Gone Beyond.
Oh, yeah.
I was on an old school reggae kick for like a week last week. What was it today? We were listening to Yes, Ma'am.
I like this band Tatarwin out of Africa.
Oh yeah, awesome. Well, hey, we would love to hear another one of these new songs, another world premiere here. What do you got for us?
All right, so this is a country punk rock doo-wop song called Love Caboose, and
I have a video coming out for this soon.
Can't really tell you what it's about, but it's a song.
It's Jason D. West and the Siskiyou Krest here live at Jefferson Public Radio.
You go. There's nothing to hide except a chest full of pride. Please step aside. Well, I think I realize you've been playing games, but not with me. Hurting yourself with the love wild and free. Spitting out words, they don't seem to glide. You're in that love caboose, darling, and you can't help but cry. Wants mine too. No, I don't really like him and I don't have to. I've been playing games, but not with you. The type of games I know you can never make it through. I've been writing songs that would tear you apart, using my words like a weaponized art. And now you're falling apart, so fall apart.
That is Jason Day West and the Siskiyou Crest here at Jefferson Public Radio Live. That is the Siskiyou Crest consisting of Amy Estelle, Julia Freiling here. And we've got another sort of honorary part of the group here. We've got, I'm looking at this really great piece of artwork. This is an artist we'd like to introduce here on air too. Maybe Jason, you can do the honors. I'm looking at a really incredible block print, which is I think the graphic for your latest record out this year, 8 Miles from Rust. Can you maybe do the honors of introducing this artist and tell us a little bit about what we're looking at?
Drum roll, please, with honor. This is my dear friend, Vanessa Jo Barr, and she did indeed create that wonderful piece of artwork in your hand. I'll let her talk a little bit about that.
It is a two-color relief print, so it's hand-carved from a linoleum block. Everything's backwards, and then you ink it up and print it on an etching press by hand as well. So each print is an actual original pulled from the Matrix. So even though there's multiple of them, each one is an original print.
Very cool. And Vanessa, you're a locally based artist as well. Are you on tour right now too? Are you based here in Ashland?
I'm forever on tour, but I love Ashland. Coming back here. I've held down a house here for about a decade. Went to grad school in Ohio for a while and loved it so much. Came back here, opened a printmaking studio after getting my master's. So I could teach printmaking to people in this region because it's sort of a bit of a desert here artistically. Like, we have such a thriving art scene here, but printmaking is a pretty niche medium. So I really wanted to bring back knowledge that I gained and share it with people here. So I teach classes, workshops, memberships, rentals, and then most recently, I'm the printmaking professor at Southern Oregon University.
It's a professor, Vanessa Jo Barr. Yes, professor. You can find more information and artwork from Vanessa Jo at Barr at vanessajo.studio.com. Did I get that right?
Yep.
Vanessa Jo, jo.studio. And you'll be able to find this beautiful print. Will this be on merch tables across on tour with you as well?
Awesome.
Very cool. They sell themselves. Really beautiful work there. Really, thanks for bringing that this in as well. I feel like that's a part that kind of goes, I don't know. I feel like people don't realize like the full spectrum of what it takes to be a touring artist. And maybe you can speak to this, but it's not just, you know, penning songs and getting in front of a microphone. You know, you've got all this coordination and networking and bringing in, you know, players and band and the tour vehicle and your show schedule and social media and artwork and this whole bit. So how does that, how important is that? And how does that affect your tour life?
It's extremely important. And just to add to what you just said, like, you're entirely right. And obviously you understand the multifaceted realm of being a touring musician. I'm pretty spoiled. I get to work with all these folks. I get to play music with these two. Amy's constantly helping me with emails and administrative stuff. Same with Jessica. Vanessa and I talk frequently about vision and graphic.
I don't think Jason and I ever stop being on our phones, trying to book shows, figure out routes, art, anything else, constant. It's like, even when you're not playing a show, you're still working.
Sort of an outside of the box kind of career, isn't it?
It is. But I wouldn't trade it because I don't know what else I would do and love it so much, even if it is hard and it is demanding. I literally can't imagine doing anything else.
You're on tour right now for this 8 Miles from Rust, which has this beautiful artwork. You're about to head back to sort of your stomping grounds in the Midwest. The Midwest tour, you're calling the Midwest Romp. That starts in about August, I think you said.
Yeah.
What are some highlights from tour so far? You mentioned getting to perform and hang out with Sierra Fair a little bit. What are some highlights you've had so far?
Yeah, that was a highlight. We're really happy to be working with Justin Max out of J-Max Production. He waited for us outside of a small coffee house show in Dunsmuir, California.
Cool.
And literally offered to start helping us with booking. So he's been putting us in far bigger rooms than we were getting on our own. So that was really nice to play some more of the legendary venues along the West Coast. I'll just say a couple that stuck out. I really enjoyed playing Goldfields in Sacramento.
Yeah,
obviously opening for Sierra, who's an old friend, was incredible. But our headlining shows, when we're playing the 300 cap room, Sierra's shows are, I think it was 3,000.
Oh, wow.
But for us to get a couple hundred folks in the room singing our songs means a lot. And another venue I really enjoyed playing was Cypress in Reno. And we thank our friend Justin for putting us in those rooms.
Yeah. Well, I think we have time for another song or two. What would you like to play next?
I guess we'd like to play No Time Waltz. And I think this is appropriate for the conversation we just had. If you don't like or love what you're doing, it's time to start doing something else. And maybe it's going to be hard, but got to follow that dream. And not to get too preachy, but I would just say anything in life worth having starts with a dream and is followed by a bunch of work. So with that, we'll play No Time Waltz.
Slipped away for no reason why. Did you hear it's summer again? Well, I look out my window, I'm gonna search the horizon. I'm trying to find a way to the end. Well, like an unraveled spindle, my thoughts they do dwindle. You know, I had a vision of your face, my friend. And I'll start to cry when I remember why. Why I came back here again? Why the hell did I come back here again? Oh, but years slip away in that post office town. The time clock had no clue. The ground, but I can't even feel my own feet anymore. And I start to cry when I remember why. What the hell I came back here for? Why did I come back here for? Oh, well, I wish I could call you just to tell you happy birthday. Well, I know today that you are 22, but there is no time, there is no sweet precious time, but there is no time for you. All right, ladies, let's go. Today that you are 22, but there is no time, there is no sweet precious time, there is no time for you. Well, there is no time, no sweet precious time, there is no time.
the No Time Waltz, Jason Day West, and the Siskiyou Crest. I'm wondering about your son, and if any of y'all have kids as well, but is that sort of a sentiment that you're sharing with him? How is he incorporating music in his life? Is he on tour with y'all?
So Theo just left our crew this morning with his mother.
His haircutting career is taking a reprieve.
Yeah, his interest is more in martial arts right now. Mm-hmm. And if he wants
Canada to... Canada is in martial arts.
Yeah, and cooking. And music is around him all the time with all of us, but we never push it. I figure if he has the inclination, it's there.
Yeah.
But I think the best way to get a kid interested in music is to sort of let them have that passion on their own.
Yeah, sure.
He's definitely very naturally talented.
Yeah.
And actually, Theo, my son, and I spent the last month in the Rogue Valley working on Chris Jaeger's produce farm. So that was something I wanted him to experience. I took a break from touring, and we did play local gigs and things. And we just got back from a small run. But the majority of the last month, I was out in Applegate Valley living in a canvas bell tent, having my son work on a produce farm to gain perspective of what it means to make and spend a dollar in today's world.
That's great. Yeah. I'm always interested what working in career musicians are, how they're presenting the idea of the career and of music to them as a livelihood. Yeah. And so the next tour, you'll have a quick break, a quick reprieve after the Portland-Seattle shows coming up this week. Yeah. You're going to head off to your Midwest romp. What are some highlights out there? Are you visiting family?
We have some shows on the way to the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing, Enterprise, Oregon, Lander, Wyoming?
Yep.
Laramie, Wyoming. What else do we have?
Nebraska. The majestic state of Nebraska.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I think some of the shows I'm looking forward to myself is Picking in the Backwoods, which is a music festival. We're second to headline that one.
Mm-hmm. The headliner is
Local Honeys, which is a great band. Yeah. I'm looking forward to playing Muddy Roots Music Festival. We got Pokey LaFarge on that lineup. Mm-hmm. A couple other really good acts.
It's gonna be a good one.
Oh, cool. These are names we've got in our library right next to your name up there. Yeah. Very cool. Well, you can find out more about Jason Day West and the Siskiyou Crest at jasondaywest.com. You can also follow them on social media, follow their adventures at jasondaywest.com, at Jason Day West, that's the at, DEA again for the day. You guys are premiering some songs that are not yet recorded. You said you had another one in your back pocket for an encore. What would you like to play?
Yeah, and I just wanted to say thank you again, both of you, for having us here.
Of course. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Thanks for, I know time is precious when you're on tour and downtown, so we appreciate you coming in and playing for us. And again, thank you to John Griffin also, who is our engineer for our live session.
Thank you, John. You were a big part of the reason we wanted to come back.
Yeah.
So we're going to do what we're calling our pop punk medley song. This song has never really been played on air, and it's called Believing in You. And it's... happy song quick after No Time Waltz, so here it comes.
Just for pain. Let's go. When the bottom falls
Thank you, JPR. Let's go.
That's Jason Day West, and this is Q Crest Live at JPR. I think that last one's going to turn any crowd in the next couple shows into a dance hall for sure. Believe in you. Very, very cool. Thanks, you guys, for making the time again to stop in. Amy Estelle, Julia Freiling, Jason Day West. You can follow them on tour at Jason Day West on socials and jasondaywest.com. For more information about the band. Also, VanessaJoe.studio. You can find out more about the artist behind the 8 Miles from Rusk artwork and classes and other very cool art things. This live session is made possible in part from the Talent Club, hosting live music in downtown Talent. Calendar at talentclublive.com. Again, John Griffin from Lunazen Studios, sound engineering extraordinaire. Thank you so much. I'm your host, Danielle Kelly. We will have photos and audio from this live session on our webpage shortly. Thank you so much for listening to Jefferson Public Radio. Open Air will continue right after this.